Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo.
It's all good.
Notice I took the coat. I took the coat off of the host, right?
Yeah. My bad. I gotta take that off. Yeah, I hear you.
That's all right. See, I ain't saying no more co-hosts, because you here just like I'm here. So. Yeah,
that's
you
good.
Just doing what we do. Yeah, I'd make sure we get
that's
the prompts
good.
Out here, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so that's how I feel when I'm with y'all here in the listening room, Philly. That's how I feel
yeah.
about you, you know what I'm saying? Because I got mm-hmm. I got to make the people understand what it is, you know what I'm saying? And then we're good after that. How you doing up there in Philly?
Yeah. Everything's good. It's a little cloudy, but I'm smiling. You know what I mean? I'm out here running the streets. But everything's good.
Oh, well, when you say running the streets, you got to tell people you're out there working. Don't tell them that you're out
yeah,
there
yeah.
family man out there running the streets. That don't even sound
right.
Nah,
yeah. All right.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what's up. So look.
Yeah,
what? You want what?
Nah, I'm on the job.
I'm on
the
job.
That's all you
had to say. Now, don't that sound
yeah.
better that you on the job? Because if your wife listening
yeah.
to the show, she going to be like, hey, tell me he at work.
He
like,
yeah,
I'm out running
now,
around.
Yeah.
That's what's up, bro. Well, look what happened. I'm going to go ahead and push the pedal to the metal since that's what we're doing tonight here.
All right.
Be back at you in a minute.
I'd be a race car driver. And I don't dive, but if I did, I'd be a deep sea diver. Backup plan, I'm not your man. Just in case, doesn't win the race, won't get your buried treasure. With compromise and half measures, push on through till you get to the other side. And keep the pedal to the metal. Oh yeah, keep the pedal to the metal. Oh yeah, keep the pedal to the metal. Oh yeah, keep the pedal to the metal. I'd be a true believer.
Yes, I would.
And I don't deceive, but if I did, I'd be a wily dealer. Backup plan, I'm not your man. Just in case, doesn't win the race, won't get your buried treasure. With compromise and half measures, push on through till you get to the other side. Keep the pedal to the metal. crystal morning coming clear and cold. Don't know if I'm waking or I'm dreaming. Riding with that swallow on the super cheap. He said music's real, the rest is seeming. Oh, he plays feelings that won't go away. Those soul shadows on my mind.
else we got going on in the listening room, Philly. It's raining and dreary and everything all over the place, man. From D.C. to Philly, it's just dreary. So I put that on just to make us get into the vibe. What do you think, JP? Okay, JP's out. Okay, well, I'm going to keep you vibing because this is the listening room, Philly. I am Priest Ilica. JP is somewhere in the building. I know you went to hit the snack. I think so. Let me see. I think you went to the snack machine. Where you go, man? Come on, man. What's up?
Nah. Actually, I went to the drink machine, but that's definitely a good vibe song.
5 feet, 3 feet, what's the difference? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, I had to put on some music while I roll up my little skiff and be ready for the ready. You know what I'm saying?
It's raining down there? I heard it's been raining a lot, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, it's raining, man. Somebody made it. Somebody that made it so the rain ain't even going to stop. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
For real, but my plants ain't mad. Mm-hmm. Well, excuse me, our plants ain't mad. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they happy right now. They going like, yeah, what's wrong with you, man? That Almighty got to come water plants because you don't know how to do it right. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
So, all right, I'm working on it. I'm working on it, man. I'm apologizing to the plants, man, because I got to get right with my plants.
You know, you got to talk to them. You got to talk to the plants.
Yeah, man, this year been a serious year, so I ain't been able to talk to my plants. That's exactly what it is. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on it, though. I'm going to be a better person coming. That's for sure.
That's what's up.
All right, well, you ain't saying nothing too much. I'm going to go into my backyard ritual. How about you?
I'm in my front seat.
Nah, man. Okay, because, you know, back in the day, you couldn't burn the herb in the house. You had to go to the backyard. You know what I'm saying? Whoever house you was in, you had to go to the backyard. Somebody's backyard. Because if you was on the street, if you was on the street, you was getting arrested. I don't know what these cats thinking these days. They be walking down the street smoking spliff, and they don't even think they could be arrested. I'm like, keep being careless. You'll find out in a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but this ain't time to be careless out here. It's serious business out here. And, you know, we got to take care of one another. So let me go ahead and get to this back. I'm going to get to this backyard ritual and put a mask to it. I'll be right back at you. This is the listening room, Philly. Yeah, it's the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Free Solica, JP3 in there. I just had to put some rainy day music on. That was your brother, Bobby McFerrin, bro. Oh, JP, back at the back over there munching. All right, that's what's happening. I'm gonna leave him over there to it. Yeah, I'm saying.
Man, I'm right here. I was talking. I had the phone on mute.
I know, man. That's you, businessman. You businessman be having two phones and shit. You be like talking and walking, and y'all get two bubble gum and talk and walk at the same time, can't
you? My man Bobby is Bobby McFerrin doing well?
I don't know, man. We need to research that and find out, because he would do a music with that song. Well, that album is with the Yellow Jackets. So he catered to the European market now straight away. Get that money.
I mean, he's been doing that.
No, I mean on a level where, what I'm saying, if you want to see Bob McFerrin, you got to go to Europe to see him. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Or you got to fly to Japan to get that. Okay.
Right.
People like that, they don't really waste their money in the States, because there ain't no money in the States behind the music. Ain't no money in it, except for the rap business and, you know the motives behind that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he ain't into that stuff.
At all, bro. So you would have to help your people from the vantage point that you take. Okay?
Yeah.
And I just experienced, huh?
No, I was saying I had the chance to meet him back in, like, it must have been 90, probably 96, I'll say. But he was doing a he was performing with the Philadelphia Orchestra, and I was doing an internship up there downtown, and he was like the big concert for the end of the summer season. But he did the Wizard of Oz or something. But he did like a whole, you know how he does. He does the whole score. He was conducting, playing his instrument, which is him.
Well, maybe people don't understand that. Because, see, he write music, he conduct whole orchestras, and that's the thing where young people got to learn that we didn't just write no music and copy nobody's music. Man, we are the music, okay? We write it.
Absolutely.
We write whole orchestras. We showed them how to do this thing, and now that it's popping up, you don't have any young people that's picking up their skill set. I mean, you got a few that's doing their thing, but come on, man.
Right.
We done forgot what we doing here. You understand? For real.
Absolutely.
And we forgot. That's why I put on that type of music, because I'd be thinking about how you play the keys and stuff. And I'd be like, man, JP can sing and do all the same type of music. You know what I'm saying? All the same type.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm ready. I like what y'all be doing and stuff. I'm always on the background because I can't get that interest. That's why I do my albums the way I do it. I catch you one time and we do a whole album in one sitting, because I might not see you again for 10 years. Okay?
Right.
So,
So if you
hanging out with me, you really got to be thorough. You know what I'm saying?
Because
that's how Miles and them carried it. You know what I'm saying?
Shoot.
They come to your city. They heard about you. They just give you a call. This is Miles Davis. I need you to come down to the arena right now. I heard you got some music. Man, who is this, man? Who is this? Who? Miles Davis. Yeah. Come on down there. Yeah, he be calling you, and that's how he did it. He come to your city and call you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, because you know, so you had to be known in the musician world, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you ain't known, you ain't getting no phone calls.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay,
I
got some music I just got from Tanzania, right, last night. I haven't downloaded, so I'm going to unveil it on Friday, right? I did some music with this artist, Kayim Ade, right? And I did two songs on his album. So he disappeared for a minute. He called me that day and said, bro, I'm in Tanzania. Okay, and I'm like, okay. Yeah, so he sent me three songs. I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and get this fly together and interview you. Because now your music is a whole different temperature. Okay? So he did a collaboration with the people in Swahili. So I can't wait to do that on the Listening Room DC on Friday, because I want the music from all over the world, bro. And especially if I already did that, I already did an album with you, especially if you called me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, right. I got you, bro. I got you. Yeah, I'm gonna sponsor your music, because that's what we need to do in the radio business. We need to make sure that everyone get a look. You're going to be looked at. So maybe, you know, your music is all the way in Tanzania. So, you know, once that music hit on this side, you know it's over. We got everything in between. Okay? So that's the type of promotional deal we offer the artists. Like, yo, your music might not work where you at. It might work in Japan. Okay? Let us hook you up. You understand?
What I see, when I hear things like, well, you know, the first samurai was black. You know, the first this and that was black. It's like the way I see them taking to our culture today as far as whatever it is, even if it's basketball, breakdancing, jazz, new age jazz. It's like they soak it up. They soak it up, and then they take it wherever they take it, to what level they take it. And but it's like everyone just takes what we got and just run with it. You know what I'm saying? Even Eminem, you know what I'm saying?
How about this? Check this out. I'm gonna hit you on a little secret. You ready? They are us. They're just a different version of us. So they're not taking our stuff. They're taking their stuff. Okay? Okay? We were always in the front of the thing and developing ideas and things for the people worldwide. We just got so local that we forgot that we did it for the whole world. So now we acting like people stealing stuff from us. They're not stealing nothing, man. They promoting your stuff. That's what James Brown said. I'm glad when they steal my music. They stealing my music. I own all mine, so please steal it. It's gone all the way over here. You know what I'm saying? You stole my – you did some free marketing for me, okay? And since I already got my paperwork straight, then, you know, you're paying me anyway. So have a nice time stealing my music.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we forgot that we come from people that already been abused in the music business, and we learn from those mistakes that people made. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I learned from the mistakes that people make.
Sure, I guess the main mistake is signing the wrong contract. That's the main mistake.
No. Contract ain't got shit to do with performance. Okay, because look at it this way. Because of COVID, you can no longer have 60,000 people in one spot, period. Okay? It ain't going to happen. No time soon. Nowhere in the world. You understand?
Right.
So now that avenue is cut. It's finished. It's over. So to get your music out there, you have to use the internet. You have to use social media. You have no choice. Okay?
That's true. You got to use it. It's kind of a double-edged sword, because it's like, okay, you can promote your stuff, and it's cheaper for you to do that. But now, everybody and their mom and dad are on the internet doing the same thing.
Oh, look at where you started off wrong. You started off wrong where you said, which is everybody doing. I apologize. They said you can promote your own self. That's all bullshit. Cut that out. For real. Mm-hmm. You can't promote yourself. You need a freaking team to promote you. Okay. That's everybody around got a team. That's why they signed a contract, because they don't have a team. They got the gift and the art and all that, but they don't have a team. So now what people are selling you in the music industry is a team. Okay? A team.
Okay.
Now what they're going to do is they're going to market you and sell you, and they're going to make sure they get 90% of your bread in your name.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to be happy with 10%, which a lot of cats is happy with 10% of $3 million every week.
I mean, but if you have, that sounds like something like a distribution deal? That's my thought. Is that like something like
a distribution deal
as far as promotion and all that?
Well, that comes inside of it, but you gotta remember it's a team. So what the world does is they have certain people that handle every aspect of the business. From start to finish, okay? They got a guy in A&R to tell you where to step on the stage, how to perform on your microphone better. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How to twist this way and don't twist that way because your voice goes down when you twist that way. See, people tell you that in the A&R business, but people don't have that listening skill at the moment. Okay?
Right.
Don't have none of that. Don't have none of that. They just want to go and everybody and their mama put their music out there. And I got a call the other day from a kid. He's like, I'm so-and-so's son, and my music is out, and it's hot. You know what I'm saying? And my mom says, you could get me on the radio. So I was like, yeah, I can get you on the radio. I can get you on the radio. I can put you on Go and Know. On the segment on Dirty Basement, the original Dirty Basement on Saturday, we have a segment called Go and Know, where people, artists submit their music, and we listen to it, and you have a panel of, I'm not going to say experts, I'm going to say professionals, because everybody's still in it, and they'll grade your music. And when they grade your music, they can grade your music from the West Coast all the way to the East Coast and everywhere in between. So everybody on the panel is from everywhere in between. So we got all those demographics covered. So your music might not sell over here on the East Coast, but it might sell in Mississippi. So my man in Mississippi going like, yeah, I like that. Okay, we're going to make a deal with that.
Right.
He sell 100,000 copies. How he going to sell 100,000 copies is he going to make a deal with you and say, look, I'm going to make 100,000 copies. I'm going to sell them for X. I want this. You get that. That's a deal. That's how the business runs.
Right.
You got a distribution deal. That's how you do distribution. Let people handle their own business. Stop trying to do all this shit yourself. It don't work. Nobody's ever been successful doing it yourself. Nobody.
Right.
Doing it yourself. You always had to call some other person to get that shit rocking. All the time. You know what I'm saying?
Or at least to take it to the next level, whatever level that is.
Well, look at it this way.
Which usually means more exposure.
Well, look at it this way. You got at least 3,000 songs. You got at least 3,000 songs. Okay? How about that? I said at least.
Absolutely.
Okay, I wasn't telling people your hand. I was saying you got at least that. Okay.
Right.
So now you got a catalog. You actually got a catalog.
Absolutely.
You keep saying, all right. You supposed to be going like, damn, I got a catalog. How do I put my catalog together and sell the whole catalog? Just like Bob Dylan did the other day. You keep saying, I'm like, bro,
no, Bob Dylan had his music been heard on a wider scale as far as he was with the, I'm sure he still has his record contract and all that type of stuff where he's getting different types of exposure and promotion.
What you didn't calculate is his type of getting money is over. That's why he sold his catalog.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Because nobody can go and perform anymore. Okay? Good.
Right.
And he don't feel like doing no what you call it? No
Zoom
or nothing like that. Right. So he's like, I'm
gonna
collect my money and watch how y'all get y'all money because it's a new way to get money now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a new way to get money. So the person who comes up with
he's not the only one selling it either.
Look, man, get your money while you can get your money.
While you
can,
yeah.
Shit about to change up.
Straight up.
About to change up drastically.
Straight up.
If you have something, if you got something that's worth something, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you got something worth something, that's how that shit is.
Yeah, Bob Dylan. That's damn near Jimi Hendrix. I mean, that's basically the same level. Like, that's a whole... That's big money.
I'm just saying, that's why they sold it this time, because they can get that big money and walk away and be like, I'm not competing in the business no more. Okay, good.
Yeah.
And that's what this shit is about. Okay? I got this new tune by Norman Connors they sent over, right? And check him out, man. It's called Thinking.
All right.
You ready?
All right.
All right, check it out. Mr. Norman Connors.
All right.
What you thinking? Can I change your mind?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm so good,
no. should I go? It's difficult to love ya when you don't know what you want, and you're left with decisions while I got cloudy vision. You know, shorty, what you thinking?
You know,
what got you thinking?
Baby girl,
I know that you know you want this love. You know that I know you're thinking. Shorty, what you thinking?
You know,
what got you thinking?
Baby girl,
I know that you know you want this love. You know that I know. It's burning me up, just wanna get close to you. And you're playing games with this attraction. Shouty, I got it bad, it's pathetic. I just wanna understand, you're leading me on for a reason. You know, I see it in your eyes, thinking on the same line. So come and take it, baby. Shouty, what you thinking?
You know,
what got you thinking?
Baby girl,
I know that you know you want this love. You know that I know you're thinking. Shouty, what you thinking?
Listening room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica, JP3NA. Yo, that was you? Mr. Norman Connors, man. What do you think about that?
That's on jamming.
And so you think about like 40 years
like
of music.
Man
that was the man vocals. Norman Connors always put women on that jam, and he put singers on, man. Okay?
That was a woman.
I didn't even know Norman Connors was a drummer. It sounds like a woman to me. I don't know who it sounds like to you.
Shoot, that's not. Like, I don't know. I mean, that's not like a man.
I don't know. Well, guess what? When I get him on the show, I'ma ask him. How about that? Cause they send the music over, so I got him. I'ma get him. You know me already.
Yeah,
I'm asking.
That song was. I like the rhythm. I like the vocals. I like the horn. Everything. Everything was nice. Now,
yeah,
what
young people doing?
Well, some young people are doing that. It's a good song. I don't want to say it sound like anybody, but you know what I mean? Some people like that vibe. Some people like more of a sottish vibe. That track was very instrumental.
Yeah, when you tell somebody that that's Norman Connors, they got to go back and think about that Norman Connors always put females and males on his music. And all his music sold. All of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know who that was singing, but I thought it sounded like a
a tenor with a good range. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, guess what? We're going to find out, bro, because that's what we're here in the listening room, Philly. We're going to get the best artists, and we're going to ask them some questions. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we're going to take note of that one right there and make sure what it is.
Yeah, that sounded like a good tenor. What are people doing nowadays in soul music as far as aside from the internet? Because it seems like you go from your studio to SoundCloud or one of those websites, the music websites like Spotify or Apple. Now you can buy ads on these sites, but other than that, and I guess word of mouth, like other than that, what are cats supposed to be doing? Where's the machine, or do you have to build your own machine? You know what I'm saying? Like, because the record companies already have their machine, but what are people trying to do to actually sell music nowadays? Since someone as big as Bob Dylan sold his catalog, like what else is there to do if you're not on a level like that?
Well, what it is to do, right, is you see cats out here collaborating, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what they're doing is bringing their followers on social media together and be like, I got 50,000, you got 50,000, we should have 100,000 people that watch our business, right? So you got to think about it. Spotify and all those things was a way to get your $4.95 or whatever every month, and they got distribution over all your music, all of it, Bandcamp, all of it. They got distribution over your music. So you done signed away your music. You done signed it away through distribution. Most cats don't even know. They're thinking they're getting some money while they're paying for it.
I mean, you getting as much as you would with some shady ass record company, unless you got a nice deal. Like, what? It's the same thing, isn't it? They'd be like,
we're
gonna give you a tenth. We're gonna give you a tenth of a penny.
Record label was always
off of these million records you sell.
No, but the record label always was trying to get you to do performances so you can get more bread, okay? Because they was basically telling you they controlling the distribution and the music. So if you get out there and perform, you might have something going on.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody wanted to get out and perform.
You got perform, you can pay them back.
You perform so you can get your money.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why, like, people like Anita Baker, she stopped performing. Right? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm ready for my tour.
I said, like, Anita Baker, she stopped performing, right?
Yeah.
She stopped performing because she knew already that she wasn't going to get her money. You know what I'm saying? Because they control her music and her name. So any money that she would have made would have went to them. They would have got a huge chunk of her money in performance. Because back then, people knew that that's how you got your bread.
That's how you get your money,
That's what we're doing right now. We're in here trying to get this thing straight, man. Yeah, you gonna take it?
Yeah.
You want? Oh, excuse me, bro. I'm hold on one sec. Yeah. My baby decided she want to get in the bathtub, so I'm gonna go put her in the bathtub. I'm gonna give you some of this West Hamilton groove. You know what West Hamilton is, right?
Nah.
You do know where West Hamilton is, man. Here, I'm going to play this song for you anyway, man. That's going to remind you, man.
Okay.
Sometimes go to the other end of Philly sometimes. Just drive over there for the fun of it.
All right.
Yeah, Google West Hamilton Street, man. You got famous cats on that
West
block,
Hamilton.
Man. Check it out.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can you hear me? I apologize. I had my thing on mute. I was saying I was going to answer your question. I was going to answer your question on how this new music going to take off. Okay? And what I did was put that song, I put that song on right there to prove a point, right? That's from 1982, right?
Uh-huh.
That's on the album. It's a, it's a fact. It's a fact. It's called It's a Fact. Jeff Lauber. Our artist is Jeff Lauber. Now, can you tell me who's playing the horn on that album?
I have no idea.
See? Now, go back to music school, because that was Tom Brown, okay? His sound is so distinctive that anybody that listens to Tom Brown music know his horn anywhere in the world. See, so people study our music more than we do. That's why they gravitate to Japan and Europe, because we don't even know like your technique in playing keyboards is so freaking phenomenal. Your name is supposed to be the shit, for real, according to me.
Right.
Okay? But we haven't learned to promote one another. We haven't learned to promote one another. Okay? Period. That's all it is. Because the things I don't know how to do, you know how to do. Okay? And that's what it's going to come down for all the people. It's going to be, what do you know how to do that I do not know how to do?
Right.
Because everybody can build a studio, everybody can get their music, everybody got Instagram, everybody got everything, Spotify, they got all that. Now, nobody's making no money. So now they're going to want to know how to get the bread out of it. So whoever's in the forefront of that, you're going to get a rack of money, but your life expectancy is going to decrease by 20 years when you do that. What? You laugh like it's funny, but you know it's serious. You know it's serious when I said that. Okay? Because they have no need for you if you're in the forefront of something. Okay? And you didn't cut them in from the beginning? Oh, you didn't let them be the master? Oh, Lord. The leader of the pack always the one missing, ain't it?
Straight up.
In every situation. In every situation involving how people.
Straight up.
The leader is always the one that sacrificed. So we don't want to be involved in it. Okay? But like that music from 82, I was on the West Coast in 82. So while hip-hop was doing this thing, I was in Hawaii on the beach, man. Okay? So
when that intro came on, I was like, wow, this takes me back to like 84. Just the vibe of it, just the sound of it was straight. Like, that's straight 80s sound right there.
Right, because now people put their music together in a simple way, but yet it's complex. And then, see, the collaboration is what makes your music really sell. So the youngins got the idea. They just don't know how to do it at this moment.
It's like everybody's
not selling it.
A lot of the entertainers got to do other stuff. Using social media, it's like they're rappers or they're singers or whatever, but they're doing some, you know, they're on there talking about something, making girls twerk or getting their money from different things, different avenues aside from the music that they actually produce.
All right, good. Now check this out. Let me ask a question real quick. Who was the white guy that was always on Puffy's couch while he was doing music? Oh, every day. Every day he come to work. That's what he do. They on Puffy's couch every day. Who is that white guy?
That's obviously that's probably the Jewish owner of the company.
Okay. So now, that's how Biggie got big. That's how all these cats, with the other guy that I was just talking about, man. I just see his face, too, man. What the guy name, man? Help me out, man. I was talking about him. He's still in New York, man. Puffy. Yeah, there you go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Puffy.
He got that name in D.C. You know that, right?
Well, I wasn't there, but I did. You know, what I mean, I know he went to Howard. He was commuting up to Uptown in Manhattan or whatever every day or on the weekend or something like that.
Yeah, so he threw all the best
parties in the city.
That's why they call him Puffy. You showed up at a party, you was puffing, for sure. You was puffing some of the best.
I thought he was puffing.
No, he didn't really do that. He just made sure, like, when you got 1,000 people at any time just show up, then it's got to be a product. They moving all the time. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A legitimate front. All this shit is just a legitimate front. That's all it is, bro. Okay. And the backers are sitting on the couch every day going, this how you do this shit. Everybody else is in the field.
No, that makes sense. You'd be wondering why the most talented cat in the city never blew up because he wasn't in it.
No, see, you gotta understand the business. The business is real thoroughly fucked up. Excuse my language for everybody. It's not good for our people. Okay, you know you're gonna be taken advantage of. You know that the deal is not gonna be in your favor from the beginning. Okay, so most cats try to get the money, flip the money, and, you know, try to make sure they good. Buy their mama house or some shit like that.
Absolutely.
Not thinking
that's
you got a mortgage.
When I see these documentaries about whoever, I'm seeing some more stuff on Tupac. See, some of the guy was kept talking about Tupac, Quincy Jones, a few of them, which they're extremely talented. You know what I mean? There's some talented cats for sure. But it's like people are put in, just like presidents are put in their office, people in the industry are put in positions because of who they are. It ain't always because you're the best composer. Like he was explaining how these cats, more than likely, well, he was showing how they have Jewish relatives. You know what I'm saying? Just like Drake, just like it's a club. Like you can't really blow up. You know what I mean? You might do your thing on a level, but you ain't gonna be like Bob Dylan. Like Bob Dylan, I mean, yeah, he did his thing or whatever, but Bob Dylan even tell you he sold his soul. He tell you that on that 60 Minutes interview. You know what I'm saying? Like some people leave that part out. About selling they sold, but like Bob Dylan tell you that, Kanye tell you that, you know what I'm saying? So it's not a surprise. Like they moving drugs, they moving a lot of stuff, but that's a part of the game that a lot of people don't see. I think it's out more now because of the internet. But back in the day, like Bobby Womack, he said his dad, you know, and church people, he was like, yo, you ain't gonna be singing that devil music in my house. So if you gonna do that, you and your brothers gotta get out. You know what I'm saying? But, like, it sounds crazy when the elders were saying that, but the shit's true.
they just tell you
what it is. Like, look, it's true. Like, but here's what you now, we know, okay, you got to do this. You know what I'm saying? It's like.
And some of that.
And not only that, but it's like especially with black folk, if you the leader of the crew, you gotta watch out for your life. Like, you the man, oh, okay, now you're the target. Music, whether you making peanut butter, whatever it is, you the leader, okay. You hear all these hardcore, oh, my product got stolen, this guy stole this, white guy stole this, like that just seems to be the game, like, you know what I'm saying? At least once you get to a certain money level, that's what you're getting to. Yeah. They're gonna take your idea and they're gonna figure out how they can capitalize off of it, and they're gonna give somebody else credit for some shit you did all by yourself.
Well, once again, I'm familiar with that. When I say that, I go back to the toy called Hit Sticks. Hit Sticks was a term, they created it based off the term called air drumming. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I was the one that coined that phrase. And they actually... Hit sticks, yeah. Because mm-hmm. When I practiced, I would hit the sticks in the air, and since I play the drums, then you can actually hear the hi-hats, the tom-toms, you can hear it because I'm playing it.
Mm-hmm.
So because I didn't have a drum set, I had to actually play it. I had to play whole songs just by playing in the air. So now by the time I was 23, they took a picture of me when I was 23 sitting at a bus stop air drumming. So this cat walks up, took my picture and whatnot, and boom. So I didn't really want to be seen, but I said, as long as you don't disturb me, boom, you know, take your picture and whatever. The next day, I'm on the obituary page. Okay.
I believe it. First of all, you showed me that picture. You showed me that picture a while back. But But there's all there's a lot of stories like that, like, or just what you said. Like, I know one sister was explaining how she was the one that invented a lot of the stuff that Steve Jobs was taking credit for. And she's like, they basically put her in a nut house, and she was trying to tell the judge that she's the one that invented it. And they telling her, no, you didn't. And you're crazy. So, I mean, I believe that. Like, okay, put your cat on the obituary stage, let him know what's going on.
Yeah, I understood it. I left the city and kept moving. Okay, but I never stopped music, obviously. Obviously, I ain't stopped music. And obviously, I ain't dead. So it's cool. I'm going to stay out of people's face.
Right.
I'm going to stay out of their face. Okay. So that's how I see it. Then young people got to understand it's real stuff going on out here. So you can jump in and think you're smart, but you find out how smart you is when you deal with these people. They'll show you their hand.
Yeah.
And a few other items, too.
Right.
Hey, but look what happened, man. I'm going to go up for a second, man. Let me finish burning this little cliff, man. Out of vertical, man. We're going up.
get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Then you do the things that you have to. Then you do the things that you need to. Then you do the things that you want to. Then you do the things with your mind right. Get 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 your mind right.
Well, it's the listener on Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica, JP3, with his own song right there. Get your mind right.
Get your mind right.
That's all we ask. We ask you for much more than that. It'd be unfair to ask anybody besides, you know, get your mind right. That's about it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, because, you know, people want everything their way, and it's cool if you want it your way. It's like Burger King, have it your way, you know what I'm saying? But guess what? You got to go to right. Burger King. That's the only place you can get it your way. You can't get it nowhere else your way. You know that, and I know that. But hey, you can keep trying, because that's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what's the word, JP? I figure we go ahead and get into it, bro, because I'll be running my mouth sure. enough.
Nah, we've been getting into that. Ain't Shit Funny. That was what we were talking about was pretty much on course. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what it is. But now, anytime that you start off something, you got to have a chaser.
Uh-huh.
Right? You got to have something to chase that with. Like, wash it down with. Like, you start it off,
yeah.
and you come back and be like, boom. You know, hit people in the head with some words sounding power. You know what I'm saying? And lighten them a little tiny bit. Now, if you need if you need 5 minutes to get yourself together, I got one song
give
for
me
you.
5 minutes.
Here, 5 minutes. All right, that's the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. That's JP3. He's going to come back in 5 minutes with something that's going to enlighten you. I guess that's what we're going to do. So I'm gonna give you a little chaser, man. Check out the chaser, man. Check me out.
All right.
Thank you.
That's where we at. You're listening to Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica, JP3 on the A. Yeah, every time I hear that song right there, I think about your brother Jim. I think about Corey. And I'm like, That's we should take the music on that level right here, right now. Because everyone is proficient at this moment. You know what I'm saying? More than we was 12. Dang, that was more than 12 years ago. Let me stop. Tag, JP, 2006 to now.
Yeah, that was a minute ago.
That's 15 years. So you'll be like, everybody older, got some gray hair. Gray hair, everybody got some of that shit. Be like, yo, here go the music. Let's do it over again. And let's go ahead and get some of that money because nobody's playing this type of music again. So you're going to get all your own royalties. Nobody's going to try to rob you or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. Straight business. You gotta understand, like, people don't understand the business. The business is you gotta create your own little niche and fit inside of it. Okay? You got a lot of cats that got famous off of doing a remake.
Yeah.
And the whole rest of the album sucked. All of it. Every freaking song.
You gotta give up the royalties for that remake song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing.
But guess what?
At least 20%.
Because if you already know you're going to give them 20%, then you already know that you're going to sell 100,000 copies because you got a guy that's buying 100,000 copies at this price. Then you just get him 20% cash. You check and say, yo, here go a contract. The rest of your money is coming every month. That's it.
Right.
Done.
Right.
No nonsense business. Okay.
Yeah, you just said create a niche. I was checking out something Nipsey Hussle was saying, because he was like, stay in your lane, stay in your own lane. You know what I mean? I'm thinking of it the same way you were just saying it, because he's like, there's no traffic in your own lane. just stay in your own lane and keep moving there at your pace.
Yes, stay in your lane. Pace. Don't be doing nobody else's pace. Let them jump all over the highway. Because if you go in the direction you go on, you will get there, okay, to where you're going, okay?
Right.
So, although we travel together, a lot of us, sometimes you just have to walk your journey, okay, to get to where you're going. So, that's how I see it. I'm not looking back and seeing who behind me or with me or not that. I'm going to where my journey leads me. Everybody have a nice life.
Okay?
Yeah, man, because I thought about it while I was listening to this music tonight, and I was like, I won the radio station back in 1982. That's when I began the journey. That's when I began the journey to get a radio station. Okay? 1982. So I made it to right now where I got two radio shows. You know what I'm saying? So, there ain't no short amount of time just to get to right here. But look at the journey, bro. Yeah, look at the journey. So we're about to get big any day now. You know what I'm saying? So we gave you 5 minutes, man. I was letting you huff and puff so you can go ahead and get your little topic ready, man, because we got 15 minutes left. So you can make it short or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's kind of short, but it's basically what's been happening on a global scale in Afghanistan. I seen that movie World War Z. I don't know if you saw that with Brad Pitt, but World War Z, where they caught this virus and there was basically a bunch of zombies running around. And there was a certain scene in Israel where they were trying to get out. Certain people were trying to get out. And I mean, the zombies, the people were jumping on the plane and literally trying to hold on to the plane to get out of town. Now, that's the same scene that was going on in that's the same scene that's going on in Afghanistan right now. Like, my whole thing, I guess it's an opinion, but that's some scary shit, man. Like, the American, I was listening to the news broadcast last night, and this lady had the nerve to say that, okay, the Americans been there for 20 years, it's been a 20-year war, and now it's coming to a peaceful end. And then you see pictures of people basically climbing on the plane like it's World War Z because the Taliban coming into town, and you already know, well, some people know what they're going to do and what, you know, what they're probably going to do. But that's some scary shit. I got people in Kenya and all that, and they, after a while you hear, oh, yeah, well, some group came walking down the street with machetes. And, you know what I mean? Like, these people don't have no way to defend themselves, and the newscasters act like they don't know. It's like, well, who's giving these guys their guns? Because they don't make guns like that in Afghanistan and in places. You got to get them from certain people. Like, everybody, the same way gangs in America got to get them from certain people. But I was like, I can't even imagine, man, like mothers trying to send their son, yo, take my son, just get him out of here. Take my daughter, get her out of here. Like, that's some scary, scary shit. And for this country to just leave, I'm listening.
So where you going to go?
Well, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy. That's what I'm saying. I'm basically just stating what I saw. I'm not giving a remedy or anything. It's just like I see these people climbing on the military plane on the outside, damn near killing themselves to get out of Kabul because these cats that took over the rest of the town. Like, I'm just saying, that's some shit you see in a movie, but it's really happening. And is anybody going to help these people? I doubt it. It just seems like they said nobody's even trying to stop them. But they're acting like, yeah, this war came to, we weren't even supposed to be in Afghanistan. Well, whoever the hell we is. They lied about all that. For what?
But that's what, listen, man, listen. This
for
thing,
what,
resources, bro. It's all resources. It's all resources. If you put resources into the equation of everything you see going on, then you got Iraq and Kuwait, you know, they sitting on huge oil reserves, Nigeria. So you've got machines that tell you where all these deposits is, all these rare minerals. So the people don't have the technology to do it. So you just fly over, do your geographic study, and you be like, yo, man, it's some gold up under them hills. So you go over there and offer the people something. They're like, nah, we don't want it. So you go over there and drop some poison in their water, and everybody got to move.
And I understand that, what these devils do. I do understand that. But my point is, that shit's not cool. And you don't even need this damn oil to do anything. You don't need... It seems like the oil is earth blood, and people can, like, cars for instance, you can drive your car on solar energy. We don't need one.
No, check what you said.
We don't
need it. Trying to stop you.
Yeah,
listen what you said.
Uh huh.
You said, and you should listen to yourself because you're a good teacher. Listen, they don't need it. See, you should stop right there. Okay. They don't need it.
We don't need oil. What we need it for?
No, but listen, we do need it all over the earth. That's why they got monopoly on it. Listen, bro. When you play Monopoly, do you get to ask questions from the people that got everything on the board? I mean, can you ask a question legitimately?
Nah, but that's what I'm saying. Somebody need to bring a gap to the game and let these motherfuckers know what they should and shouldn't be doing, because it's just some bully shit. That's what I'm saying. Like, anybody can do that. Anybody can run around. That's the same way they colonize half most of the planet. Like, you just pick on some nice people and bully them around after a while. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not cool. Anyone can do that. That's a sucker move. For real. Because that shit ain't going to last for so long. That's what bullies do. Like, I got bigger weapons than you. I know I don't need this oil, but it's making me rich. I could probably be just as rich doing solar power, but I'm a steal this oil, destroy the earth, and destroy everybody in it at the same time. Like, what kind of sense does that make? That doesn't make any sense.
But look at it this way. See, that's why I try to slow you down. You're breaking up a little bit, but I want to make sure people hear you clear.
Okay.
This is the point. It's a business, bro. And it wasn't until I reached almost 62 I understand it. Then I stopped having feelings about any of it. It's a business. So think about it as a business. You want something somebody got. You take it. That's it. Your gang is bigger than their gang. You take it. You take it, your gang, and then you give it to another gang who's going to process it and give you a cut of the money. And you pay people all along the route. So that's how business runs. Okay? So that's capitalism in its raw form. So it ain't got no feelings to it, because they'll put your ass out tomorrow morning on the street and have somebody in there tomorrow evening because they got that bread, business. What feelings got to do with this?
Feelings got something to do with it, because that's why you have people. That's why you have people
in protesting. You cracking the book again.
My bad. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
The people to hear you. I want the people to hear you. Yeah.
Hold up. Let me fix this. Can you hear me better now?
Now I can hear you. Go ahead, take 5 seconds and get it.
No, my point is.
Can you hear me?
We got you, brother. We got you. Go ahead. Yeah, man.
Okay.
Do your thing,
okay.
Man.
Nah, but I'm saying, like, all that you're saying is right. It's true. If you're thinking like that, but then you have uprise. That's why you got uprisings and protests and, you know what I mean, all types of problems with the people that are in the business with you. You know what I'm saying? Just because you think, I mean, it's not fair. That's what I'm saying. It's not fair. I know people don't look at it like that. People don't look at it like
who's
that, but I ain't saying, because I ain't in that shit with them. So I don't care what they're thinking.
I said,
huh?
Listen, who's having the problem with all this? The people who are initiating all of it, or the people who are the victims of it, or whatever. Because the beneficiaries of it don't think none of that what you said matter. They don't go ahead and sip their money.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, excuse my French, fuck what they're thinking. That's what I'm saying. Because that's what they're saying to me.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't come in your house and be like, man, he got 10 plaques. Let me bust this nigga in his gun so I can take his weed. No, I'm not thinking like that. Nigga, are you going to sell it to me or not? We can do business like that, but these niggas, first of all, some of them ain't even human. And second of all, like, yeah, okay, you got the power, you can bully me. So what? How long is that shit going to last? It's going to last as long as it lasts. You know what I mean? Capitalism, communism, that's all bully shit. That don't mean it's right,
well,
because, like, okay, you earn enough, you're not even, not to say you had no feelings about it, but I don't think like that.
No,
like, I'm looking at the people in Afghanistan, I'm looking at the people in Afghanistan like, damn, what the hell is about to happen to them? Just like everywhere else, when somebody comes through with that dumb shit. Like, okay,
well,
you know what I mean? That's why you got good and evil. So you're either one.
All right, well, look at this, man. Look at this, right? I didn't say I didn't have any feelings for the things that's going on Earth. I said, because I live on Earth, I don't have any feelings. They done been beat out of me altogether. So when I see I can do good in a situation, I do. I do good in that situation because I can. That's it. That's the only thing required of me to do. Ain't nothing else required. I'm not Superman. I know enough. That if you get out front and you don't have a back and you don't have a bullet in your head or in your chest, period. So that ain't me.
Yeah, but see, that's both ways. That's why these people got to run around with 12 bodyguards everywhere. They can't even go to the damn corner store without 12 bodyguards around them and bulletproof. That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all ain't safe. Brother Billy, you ain't safe. Matter of fact, you in more trouble, because if the people rise up, they're going to do you like they done Mussolini. That's my point. Like, they're going to do you like they done Mussolini and his wife and whoever the fuck else is with them. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's not fair. It's not right. That shit ain't funny. That's my ain't shit funny time. That shit is not funny. It feels terrible. Just looking at it, I'm just saying Afghanistan, because that's the latest shit on the news. But it's not good. Like, that's terrible, man. Like, these people are terrified. Who the hell is letting these? Where are the good guys anymore? Ain't no more good guys left in America. Ain't no more good guys. Who's the good guy? Who's gonna run around and be like, yo, wait a minute, don't throw these people in the oven. You know what I'm saying? Who's doing that anymore? Nobody.
Well, look at it this way. We could talk about it or be about it, okay? Now, you got highly skilled people out of here that can do something about it. But they know that they're not going to get any support from anybody, so they're only doing it for hire, period. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's it. And they're going to do something about it.
Yeah, and I'm not giving no solution or anything. I'm not giving no solution, but that shit ain't funny to me. That's what ain't shit funny. That shit is not funny. That shit is terrifying. they terrifying the children, the women, the everybody. I mean, everybody's running. Everybody climbing on planes, trying to get up in the air and get out of that bitch. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. And you know what I'm saying? This is what the world's coming to, I guess so. Can I do anything about it? No. Like you said, you got to do good in whatever situation you're in. I totally agree. But that shit that's happening all over the place, that's just one thing. But, you know what I mean? It's not funny. It's not funny. It's not cool. It's not fair. I don't give a shit. If a reptilian running the show, you know what I'm saying? That's their business anyway. They want to eat. They want to eat humans anyway. But that shit is whack. I don't like none of that shit. I don't agree with none of it. I don't agree with no oil. I don't agree with the oil.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
We got you, JP. We got you. The whole subject matter is against your whole thing. I got you. So here we got 3 minutes left in this. This is the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. That was JP3 telling you ain't shit funny. So now you can always hit him. Where can we hit you up, JP, on Instagram and stuff?
You can hit me on the gram at StudioJP3202021.
All right. Now I got it clear. So this is what we're going to do, right? Make sure that you stick with us all week. Stay tuned to the Instagram and all that stuff like that. And make this thing happen. All right? And this is what we're going to do. We're coming harder. That's what we're going to do, JP. We're coming harder. How about that?
That's what's up.
All right.
Yes, we're getting stronger. And Babylon, I get weaker. Yes, it's stepping up stronger. Coming harder. Ain't looking back, feeling stronger. Ready to launch the attack, do you remember? When we were the cream of the crop, it was survival. And the carbon we got, they took us away from Africa. With an intention to kill our culture. But through the power of the Most High, our mental capacity gets wider. Coming harder. Ain't looking back, feeling stronger. Ready to launch the attack, do you remember? When we were the cream of the public school revival. At the carbon we got, this is the time to live as one. Help your brother man from out of the slum, it's no crime. It's blood that he run. To liberate yourself, you have to eliminate some. Coming harder. Ain't looking back, feeling stronger. Ready to launch the attack, do you remember? When we were the cream of the public school revival. At the carbon we got, emancipate your mind from slavery. I know one day Jah will set us free. So my brainwashed got tricked easily. Forget all these friends and their family. Coming harder. Ain't looking back, feeling stronger. Ready to launch the attack, do you remember? When we were the cream of the public soul revival. At the carbon we got, they took us away from Africa. With an intention to kill our culture. But through the power of the Most High, our mental capacity gets wider. Emancipate your mind from slavery. I know one day Jah will set us free. So my green brainwash got tricked easily. Forget all their friends and their family. Coming harder. Ain't looking back, feeling stronger. Ready to launch the attack, do you remember? When we were the queen of the public full of Bible. At the carbon we got, this is the time to live by his one. Help your brother man from out of the slum, it's no crime. It's blood that he run. To liberate yourself, you have to eliminate some. Coming harder. Ain't looking back, feeling stronger. Ready to launch the attack, do you remember? When we were the queen of the prophet's soul revival. At the carbon we got. Carbon we go. Carbon we go. Yes, I come and we go.
Come and we go.
Emancipate your mind from slavery. I know one day Jah will set us free. So my brainwash got tricked easily. Forget all their friends and their family. Coming harder. Ain't looking back, feeling stronger. Ready to launch the attack, do you remember? When we were the cream of the public soul revival. At the carbon we got, they took us away from